Yes. I think that Barry Obama, he's led no committees. The majority of votes have been present. And I believe that he once again will choose the path of least resistance. I think that he will ask Hillary to be VP. And I think that Hillary knows that he has no intestinal fortitude and that she and Bill will be able to run all over him. How that'll play out, Hillary supporters, I don't know.
Wow. You know, for one reason, I don't think you're right on this, Rebecca. You know, I don't think, number one, that Mr. Obama is going to be so silly that he would try to move the Clinton regime into his own White House. The second reason is I think, you know, inherently there's a fundamental problem for the Democrats. They don't want to have both a black man and a woman on the same ticket. For one reason, they are so racist and so sexist. They'll take a risk on one. They won't take a risk on two. Jed Babin for Laura Ingraham.
The second concern I've got about the senator is I really do believe he represents the very liberal wing of his party. I think we still live in a conservative state, a moderate to conservative state. I consider myself a conservative. And I don't, you know, I think once people look at his voting record, I hope the media starts to ask him to just name a few examples when Senator Obama disagreed with his own party. You know, when his party had gone to the left too far? When was a time that he thought it was time to bring him over to the right? I can't think of one example.
No, I can't think of any. And, you know, when he votes against things like the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that shows really where he's coming from. But let me ask you the couple of practical questions. I know the answer to it, but I got to ask. Would you like to be Mr. McCain's running mate?